and the kids in the hall are back in the house. The quintuplet of Canadian sketch comedy, if you please, whose show ran on CBC TV from 1988 to 1995 and several American broadcasters. The kids have done a movie and stage shows over the years, and now they're back on the small screen with a new series on Prime Video. They look maybe a little grayer, but are just as edgy, zany, graphic, and even gross more than 30 years after they began. The founders of Kids in the Hall, Dave Foley and Kevin McDonald, join us now from New York. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us on.
You can also call Dave and I graphic and gross. That's a good nickname.
Well, I'm glad to be a small part of your creation story. Is it fun to be back with each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the phenomenon that kicks in whenever we get together that we stop being aware of the fact that we're old men and we feel like we're all young punks again.
Yes, and we usually like together every 3 or 4 years, but this time it was a bigger event. It was like a TV show again. But it sort of felt the same with, as you would say, more gray hair. I can't move funny as much as I used to because my knees hurt more.
Well, you're plenty funny from what I saw.
Yeah, but when my knees are 100%, man, I'm super funny.
Yeah. Same thing happened to Bobby Orr.
Right.
He was, yeah, his knees went and he was not funny.
He was hilarious before the knee went.
A lot of people don't know that he was a comic and a hockey player, but thanks for pointing that out. I want to mention your fellow troop members, of course, Bruce McCullum, Mark McKinney, and Scott Thompson.
Boo!
They're much lesser.
And they have, despite that, done a lot of films and shows and voices over the years and guest shots. Are you all better performers now, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we got pretty good in the old show.
I think we are for sure. Scott was amazing. Dave's always amazing. Mark's always amazing. Bruce is always Bruce. And but I agree with that. No, which I mean, he only does what the thing that he does, he can't do any better. It's what he does.
What a generous answer, I think. I want to ask you about a pretty startling continuing sketch in this new series, and that's, we're going to play a clip, Motormouth in the Morning.
The weather today is mostly lethal, so stay indoors. And by indoors, we mean underground in a secure bunker or an abandoned mine. Well, enough chitter-chatter, let's get at her. This is Motormouth in the Morning. Ready or not, here I rock.
Oh my. So the premise is the world has suffered a terrible environmental disaster, and to compound that, there's just one record left?
There's only one record left, and it is Brand New Key by Melanie. And for my money, if it came down to it, if I could pick one record to listen to for the remainder of humanity's tenure on Earth, that would be the one I would pick. Right. There is no more cheerful song in the world.
Well, I mean, it makes you certainly laugh, but also cringe a bit because it's not quite ridiculous. It's almost plausible, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was a thing. I guess I wrote it during the darkest depths of the Trump administration, and it was kind of reflecting that. And you know, it was just the idea of if everything falls apart, you fall back in on old habits and patterns to keep yourself sort of some semblance of sanity.
I have read about this new series reports that you almost relish the chance to be potentially offensive.
Yeah, well, I think we never set out to be offensive.
Yes, yes. Dave's right, yes.
But I guess
we just are. Yeah, we just are.
The stuff that makes each of us laugh. You know, the ideas that we think are funny can be offensive to some people, but certainly our intention is never to be offensive. It's to be honest about what we think is silly. And
if we did that, we would just be offensive and we would be less funny. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about sketch in particular. A man in an office wears clown shoes into work. And by the way, which once I saw it, I thought, I got to get a pair. but in any event, he is called in and he is fired for cultural appropriation from Bingo the Clown.
A complaint?
Yep.
About what? Well, it's about your shoes, Dan.
My shoes? Mm. Well, that's ridiculous. Everybody loves my shoes.
Now, there's been an anonymous complaint that says your shoes are an example of cultural appropriation.
Who made this complaint?
I'm not at liberty to say, Dan. It's anonymous.
Well, I think I need to know.
Well, I can't tell you, Dan.
Well, I think I deserve to know.
Can't tell you.
I'd like to know.
Can't tell you.
Well, I think you should tell me.
Well, I can't tell you, Dan.
Well, I want to know.
Well, I can't say.
Okay.
All right.
But I think I know who it is.
Well, I don't think so.
It was Bingo, wasn't it?
Now, do you risk, I don't even want to use what's become almost a cliche, like offending. Do you risk hurting the feelings of people who feel that North American culture has appropriated music, food, fashion, and other items of culture from them?
Well, they can be offended, but I think they're misunderstanding what culture is. The culture is something that travels and morphs and mutates and cross-pollinates.
May I ask, is there stuff that you dropped?
Not by choice, for the most part. there were definitely things we had that we weren't able to get past the current regime of censorship.
But we took it well and we understood.
Yeah. We've always felt like our comedy was centered in empathy. Yeah. I don't think we've ever done anything that we consider to be nasty or trying to attack anybody or mock anyone.
Are you all friends outside of Kids in the Hall?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And we're not even lying.
Yeah. At the moment. There were points in
you
the,
never know.
There were points in the past when we would have been lying. But
there are dips. Hopefully we're old enough that we're past any dip.
What's it like to look across the stage or a studio or a set at each other now after all these years and still be churning and working together?
It's very gratifying and comforting and entertaining. And especially for me, doing stuff with Kevin, there really is nobody on earth that I feel more chemistry with and more kind of sort of a psychic connection with than Kevin.
And me too. Also, they surprise me all the time. I mean, after all these years, they still surprise me what they say or what they do, which keeps it like still young.
Yeah. And when the five of us are together, I think I laugh more when the five of us are together than at any other point in my life.
Yes. The pompous thing I always say is we're not the five funniest people in the world, but we're the five funniest people that work together if you forget about Monty Python.
And please forget about them, just for the purpose of this story.
I don't think I even recognize the name. That's okay. That's how much I admire what you do. Dave Foley and Kevin MacDonald, Kids in the Hall are back, now on Amazon Prime Video, alongside a new documentary, The Kids in the Hall Comedy Punks. Thank you so much for being with us, gentlemen, if I may call you that.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This was amazing.